Let's talk about an empowered woman, self-empowerment, having that inner child in the forefront. That's how we're going to begin. And remember, 5D Mystic, Enlightenment, Soul Age Group, woo-woo pseudoscience lady, right here, podcast host, and handling stupidity. So today you will have seen a couple of videos, and I talked about pet peeves, and I, in a short, used a way of my words with this one, teachability. Okay, so we're going to look at this card for a minute, and then we're going to get to our topic. So this is from the Shaman's Dream Oracle, okay? And then, so yes, stupidity, lies, facades, hypocrisy of limited consciousness people. Now, I am a person who cares about tapping into sharing how it's easy to tap into infinite higher human conscious potential experiences. Now, I also know why my way of speaking can appear stupid, which is why I learned how to be in this lovely teachability as a teenager. So I shared again in a couple of those on the subjective experience of a person who's using her prefrontal cortex, because I have integration of the brain. I'm attachment and trauma informed. So I got to find out that as a 3-year-old, I was already a differentiated self. Thank you, Daniel. And then I also, Daniel Siegel, if you're curious, that's from my Mindsight Institute courses. He's Dr. Daniel Siegel. And I also learned from Stephen Porges, Dr. Stephen Porges, all these words and names. I don't like to use words like this, labels, because it always makes me feel like people want to put things on pedestals. So see, what happens when you're a piece of pure consciousness, it's called unconditional love, Purusha, and pure energy, Prakriti, the 3-year-old here. No shame. I got lucky. I have a mom. She didn't shame me. And I have a twin. And that made me love people because I'm in my ventral vagal nervous system. And if there's one thing that I did get from lovely God and Jesus, which I told God, now I can't call God God because of, 3D plane. And I will respect that as I was taught how to be humble. And I actually do know what humbleness means because I know what the feeling of potential grandiosity could mean, but potential because I'm not grandiose. Shame. That one is really off the radar. So see, when you don't have a frightened 0-1-year-old, my first 3 years of life, no fear, not even a little bit for humans and anybody who's bigger than me. So I'm just saying it's a child who's fearless because I didn't get fear-mongered by any of the grown human beings around me. And I'm not kidding with you all right now. Okay, so we're going to get to Robert Sapolsky in a minute. He has an interview where he talks about the frontal cortex. So I am attachment trauma-informed, and what I'm sharing is a subjective experience, but it's also going to be mixed in with data, which people don't believe in, but then they don't want to be flat earthers, and they tell you yoga brings demons out of you. So I'm okay with woo-woo right here, because you know what? At least I'm stupid in a fun way, you know what I mean? And I'm not stupid, but then again, I can accept that I am stupid. So if you give me 15 kilometers, you're going to find a blank stare. That's how stupid I am when it comes to visualizing numbers. And I don't like when I don't know things. You should all ask my mother how I react to things I don't know. She taught me how not to react in a way that was a pouty, 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 very angry and sad human being who just didn't like not knowing. And every time, Maria, she would say, you're not learned. You're not, what was it? You're not born knowing things. So she is like, you need to just calm down and do it again. And I don't even remember whatever it is that as a child I was trying to learn. I just know that she would keep telling me this because I would get upset when I wouldn't be able to know how to do things. And these were things that I had never done before. She's like, you can't know how to do it. You weren't born knowing how to do music or whatever. Okay, so teachability. Let's read this beautiful card out. And remember, Terriel, he's really awesome, great therapist. And as he shares, we hold ourselves the way we were held, and we hold people the way we were held, which is why I know the right silence. And it may seem like I'm shutting down, but I'm not. I'm just choosing to be humble the way God taught me to, and my mother did too. And that's really just a 3-year-old who says, oh, look, there's other stupid 3-year-olds out there. Let me have fun. So we all can be stupid together. That's what I'm trying to say as I share my definite frustration with stupidity, because I don't overestimate the usage of the human being brain as a polyamory person. I know you could use your brain, especially if you're going to come and tell me that I'm stupid. I'm going to say, okay, let me explain to you how your brain works. And the minute that you want to tell me that you don't believe it, then I'm like, well, it's okay that you don't believe in Reiki or that you want to believe yoga brings demons out of you and theologians tell you Reiki's not good, whatever it is, okay, I'm good with all of that, but you're going to tell me you don't believe science is because it doesn't tell you what you want to hear, and I need to be the stupid lady, okay? So I'm just saying, I see online a lot of different types of ways that the mantles of mental health people like to use their words. I'm going to use them a lot differently, which is, when you're empowered, you know what grandiosity looks like. And when it breaks down to you in front of your face, that's how you learn, wow, that was a facade. Oh, shit. Okay. And, well, that one is going to teach me forever not to think of anyone who's grandiose because they were really grandiose. And this was not a man, by the way. I have very good experiences with the men. The men just get... Oh, we'll not talk about that one. Because, see, the women that are out there that actually talk about men in a certain way, I really feel they don't know the full axis of their divine feminine. Because if they did, they would very much feel what I feel whenever I see and or perceive any man who's actually grandiose. And it's not actually in any way, shape, or form nice. I feel bad. That's why I understand why the stories of the devils and the demons and the evil stuff helps people. So superheroes and supervillains help kids inside bodies of people actually keep thinking things that their state of consciousness, and I'm not joking right now. See, there's times when I joke, and then there's times where what I'm perceiving and sharing, I'm trying to talk to smart people out there, the ones who are intuitives, okay? Because a somatic empath is what an intuitive is. It doesn't have to be a mystic. I've met plenty of smart people in my courses, and I know that they can perceive a sense of self and a state of self, and so they know what I'm talking about, because you're a nervous system and so am I. So the whole humble thing, I learned it as a child, which is why God still has the same teaching for me. I still have the same feeling as he shared with me when I was being read. I made you the way I wanted you to be made. Don't you be going wanting to be anything else. And I wasn't afraid. I understood because my ears were open, because I'm not defective. My first 3 years of life, there's nothing that is remotely scary. In fact, my most favorite childhood memory is when I'm 3 years old. And that's my hypnotherapist. She can share with you all about the session we had. And I just remember losing the capacity to speak words and to think words. I was finding myself touching energy. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this the little marshmallow man from Ghostbusters? So I'm just saying, you know, when you do have a relationship with energy as a 5D mystic, in the Enlightenment Soul Age, again, woo-woo, it's really good. It's really fun, and it's really nice for a reason. And I'm letting all of those lovely YouTube viewers get to know me. Come on over. Have fun. So, one, let us remember, please, I do have compassion, and I have understanding. I also don't have patience for hypocrisy and facades. And so I'm not here to, what is the word? Spell out truths. That's right. There are no truths. If anybody actually needs me to tell them that, see, I thought certain things were common sense, and then I realized they weren't. And I also thought that people would figure out social media, social. But then I realized we have a lot of Peter Pans, and the Lost Boys look to Peter Pans, and the Peter Pans look to Wendy's. And so there's, again, the stupidity thing. So I'm not the smartest genius in any way, shape, or form. But what I do know is I miss meeting my academics every day, which is what I loved when I was in school. I didn't love the egoic ones because, you know, they get really what sticks up their asses, but I loved being surrounded by knowledge and actually people who could think versus being surrounded by what looks like an everyday Pinocchio with ears and tails on that island. And then it looks like a movie, Hangover, Mean Girls, and all these people saying that I'm the oddball in the room. I'm going to say I'm not an oddball. I'm just in my prefrontal cortex and actually am a piece of expanding consciousness because I didn't actually stop growing up, even though it may look like I did because I do have a three-year-old attitude, don't I? I would say I do, but I know we all do. So the difference is my three-year-old has fun with life because I'm teachable all the time, which is also why I'm stupid because I don't use my left mode. I use my right mode, which is analogical. And then my left mode kicks in and uses words like I'm doing right now. But I lead with a heart that is all the way through and through. There's no assumptions. All of this, it's food for thought. I come in with a conversation, not trying to prove a point, not even a little bit. I have never been trying to prove points because I already know the truth inside of me. So I don't try to get into conversation. That's why I was an annoying teenager. And you can ask anyone who knows me. I still laugh because I didn't realize I was being annoying. and people thought I was doing it on purpose. I'm just a curious 3-year-old who doesn't understand no because I didn't get fear-mongered when I was 1 and 2 and 3. So I still have the same energy. It's like, I don't hear you. And then if they get mad, okay, fine. I'll go play somewhere else. I'll leave you alone now. And let me read again. This is what I always do, by the way, anybody who's new. It's just I'm used to using audio, not the video. Okay, so teachability, this hollow bone. Teachability, humility, being empty so that the wind of spirit can breathe through you. Okay, so spirit. They use the word spirit as if it's an entity. Please use dark matter, dark energy, the 5D mystic community. It's better. It's easier. Sciences and spirituality, they come together. Sciences dispels the myths of spirituality. Yeah, that's where we go. I'm woo-woo lady because I say yes to academia, knowledge, empowering people, enlightenment. I'm okay with being told that I don't know what I'm talking about because I know who to go to if I want to be told and then explained to. I just don't, again, that's not my intent. And so when I see people who want to be themselves, I know who they're going to be because they're going to have fun over here because they're bored, just like I am, of the stupidity, the facades, the lies of just a bunch of different professionals who are there for reasons. So 3D, 4D, they're not going anywhere. So I did overestimate the capacity for people to move along with the year. I thought that by 2024, more people would be updating with, you know, attachment and trauma and all that good information of sciences. And then I realized, wow, no, they're all updating with a different bunch of what are they called? Ah, that's right. There's the ancient silverbacks, the ethical cults, culty cults, and traditional cults. And that is spot on. There's this one author. I was like, nah, come on, man. Not everybody needs that. And then I was like, well, never mind, Maria. There's a lot of Peter Pans out there for the Lost Boys and Lost Girls. And look at all the Venuses of Goddesses of May. So, you know, there's just a bunch of Wendy's and Peter Pans. And then there's a bunch of us who make fun. And people will make fun of me too, by the way. I'm pseudoscience lady, remember? It's self-help bullshit and or crap because some people don't want to do, I don't want to do personal development. They don't want to be emotionally aware of themselves. So they don't want to get to the beauty of life. And here's where yoga, it can help you to get there because it primes your brain and your body to get to where I'm at. And then you can keep moving forward if you're motivated to have fun in life. That's if you're teachable. Let's find out, shall we? Are you humble? Am I humble? I'm humble. But I have a smart-ass attitude right now, don't you think? And you know what's nice is knowing that the people who can't tell the difference, it's okay. They're a limited piece of consciousness. We don't want them to actually come near us. It's good that they may think, what is that? An evil bitch or an evil witch? Which one is it? Well, either or, whatever you want. What words do you want to use with me today? So what I love more than anything is to try and make a difference, which is teaching people about the first 3 years of your life. So your implicit memory like I am, which is why my hypnotherapy session was really awesome because I had no idea what of my childhood would be my favorite memory. And when I'm going there, I'm like, my gosh, this is the most amazing trip ever. And it's just fabulous. So the hollow wing bone of an eagle is a flute for the shamans. The appearance of the hollow bone invites you to become empty of your notions of who you are, to check your ego at the door, and to know that this is not about you. Relinquish your need to be right and to express an opinion, as this will not change anything right now. You're being called to practice humility. Terry Real, where are you? He's so awesome. Terry Real knows exactly how to explain to you from a psychological perspective. So he's a smart one compared to Woo Woo Lady. How healthy self-worth works and that the attachment, no, wait, what is it? Maladaptive child. The adaptive child will not come into a conversation unless they're trying to prove that they're right, make it all about themselves. Once you don't agree with them or something goes wrong where they don't get you to stay with where they want you to go, now it's done. Now you've become the evil person of their story and they're going to do the silent treatment. And Terry Real helps couples with their unfinished business. Some of us, we don't have unfinished business, which is why we're functional adults. So come on over here for 5D relationships. And again, women, men, theys, everyone's welcome as long as you're open-hearted with your one-year-old and ready to follow what Jesus shared. Forgiveness, turning the other cheek, and being a pacha. So everyone has a heart. This is why the sciences dispel the myths. No demon comes out of the body of anyone. What we do have are people that may have dysregulated and modulated embodied selves, and that will be for trauma. We have emotional neglect. We have abuse. We have physical abuse. Okay, so when I see the mantles of mental health, you know why I know who they are? Because they're going around saying, I'm getting rid of energy vampires today. Oh, look, my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my day friend was a covert narcissist. That's what I see when I see somebody doing something like that. I'm like, huh, thought you were in favor of mental health support. What are you doing? Are you still using stigma? It seems to me that you don't know what it means for a person to need secure attachment figures around. So it seems to me that you haven't learned how to use your prefrontal cortex and to be a hollow. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so there's a way that your brain will work, but that's only if you get to begin and consistently use your prefrontal cortex, which is why I shared in those other videos a couple of different things. So being able to handle stupidity. I created a word so that I wouldn't be in my ego in a disrespectful way because I'm stupid too. Lies. We can all lie because somebody's going to say, you lied to me by not telling me this thing. And you're going to be like, what? I may be omitted, but really I just didn't remember to tell you every single, and you know what's even sadder about this thing is that men with low self-esteem egos have psychologists online telling them to do this very thing that I had this experience in, and I really just laughed inside the minute that I was called a liar for not saying something from my past, and I'm thinking, really, do you know what you're saying to me right now? Like, how old are you and what is this? And that's when I already knew how not to talk to men who have low self-esteem, because they can get reactive, which is not something we want. Now, I'm not afraid because I'm smart enough to know what not to do, but does that mean it's a good thing? No, of course not. It's not a good thing that if I speak to you a truth that your three-year-old cannot handle it to the extent of where you would actually hit anyone in general. So learning about anger management, very important. Let's see how many people do that. I don't know. What do movies show? I'm not really sure because people say entertainment is meant to entertain you and not be boring. So I'm wondering where are they going to get how to behave? Well, we need to talk about things and keep talking and not accusing and not creating blanket statements, which is what instead I see with the women out there who are making blanket statements on the fact that they want to be more with a bear than a man. That doesn't help anyone out there in the world, at least the Western world, because, you know, I can only speak for the part of the world that I know what's going on in, because that's how it works when you're a subjective experience human being. It means you know and you acknowledge where you come from and where you have experiences. You don't make blanket statements. So I will try to address that. Woman from America, partly Italian, do we need to, because these are very important. And while some people say, oh, there's no need. No, there is a need. So that everyone can say and acknowledge that I'm going to respect that I have a subjective experience. Here it is, food for thought, because, you know, there are people online, actually, it's very interesting. They go on pages of official therapists who are helping people, and they actually make comments such as, you don't know what it's like to be this, so why are you talking about it? And I'm thinking, how old are you to not recognize that this human being is educating the community online and they're using we to be inclusive, and you're having a chip on your shoulder and you have the audacity to even create this little comment? And I'm like, what the fuck? And so, you know, again, it's interesting when you meet Elsa Journey human beings who are not on a journey of recovery, because the voicing of your chip on the shoulder is basically an indication to me that you're looking for bystanders to take your side. One, two, you were irritated, like the lovely IHP naysayer, when he shared pseudoscience bullshit self-help crap. The difference is I took his criticism and said, wow, he's right. It is self-help and it is pseudoscience. It's just not bullshit or crap for the people who can make use of it. That's all. So grown-ups know how to not take things personally. Grown-ups means you have a 0-1-year-old here who isn't ashamed of being different. Yeah, are we really that different is my question. I would say we all can have an attitude. And so I have an attitude. The difference is I'm humble about it. Or if somebody says, how dare you? I've gotten yelled at in my face for a debate, if you will, that I didn't start. I just didn't recognize that it was not a question. And so when people come at you as an adaptive child, thank you, Terry Real, and you're going at things as a functional adult because you don't need to prove yourself. I don't need to prove. Here I am. Look, 4'9", right here. Hollow like a bone, that's why. Stupid, that's fine. But I'm definitely not a facade. Hypocrite. Let's talk about that one, shall we? One of my friends, as I finished calling him a hypocrite, I said, so what do you think about me? And he's like, you're a hypocrite. I said, what? No, I'm not. I walk a walk and talk a talk. And then I said, shut up, Maria. You're just not happy that he just called you a hypocrite. You just called him a hypocrite. Hear him out. So I said, hey, you know what? Okay, so explain to me, why am I a hypocrite? And he's like, because today you say this and tomorrow you say that. And, oh, FYI, that is the definition of the Enlightenment Soul Age Group. This and that are true. And so it's like, well, you know what? You're right. Okay, I got it. I got your perspective. So for my friend, his subjective experience of hypocrisy is the fact that a person is an expanding piece of consciousness. So they don't like when we move out into the world of knowledge. I get to learn from smart people like Daniel Siegel about the self and how it's a verb and how we consistently have our 0-1-year-old attached panicky, our 3-7 shame submissive, our freeze, our flight 11-12, and our fight 14-15-16. Thank you, Sue Martin. Charge states, but they're all sleeping, my child parts, because I'm the grown-up in my prefrontal cortex. So I don't need to zero out any trauma charges, which is why when somebody throws shit in my face, I'm not like, oh my God, you broke my heart. Because as a teenager, I was told, it's not personal. And I was like, is it personal? Wait a minute. No, it's not. Okay, so let's get into what I also wanted to share. So hollow yourself out and hear the wind blow through you and play you like a flute. And you will learn the language of the squall and the storm and understand the message in the summer breeze. There is an important communication waiting for you. Humility is the swiftest path for you to become like hollow bone. Drop all notions and titles that bolster your ego. Eliminate the doer and allow things to happen of their own accord. Remember that you can accomplish most anything if you are willing to let someone else take credit for it. Hollow bone has come to caution you to believe only 50% of what others think and only 10% of what you think. I love when they give you these specific directives, but okay, let's finish reading. I'm going to say this one thing. A 3-year-old doesn't get told how much to believe or not, but that's because we have a very good regulated nervous system. So it's always a fun day, just saying. We're always learning. So we don't need these percentiles, but the people who have self-doubt, which are the ones who are in need of specific guidelines, they're the ones who use things like this. Okay, so trust your experience, not what you have read in sacred books or holy texts. This is definitely for the 5D community, because 4D is all over just using the ancient texts and saying, this is what we are, and staying in a fixed noun. Okay, this will allow you to turn apparent danger into opportunity. Okay, there's no danger out there, please, unless it's physical, but we don't want that. Yes, remember, 4D spiritual bypassers, 3D spiritual bypassers, so that's why they use sacred books and holy texts as, like, this is what I am, like when people say, here's my pathology, I'm never going to get better, and they don't go and learn from the good attachment trauma information people that you can get better. They're all talking about it. So the only ones who are saying, no, you can't, are the same limited consciousness people. And that's where we have 3D, 4D. So we got two groups at the very least. The ones who are tapping into infinity and beyond, like Buzz Lightyear. And then the ones who say, no, the ancients are right. We're going to hell. No, not really. But I can see where your perspective comes from, because I did learn about what 3D and 4D would be looking like as we moved into the 5D plane. And we are here. So I know, I was expecting, I just didn't know how much fun I was going to have and how much fun we're going to have as we keep on learning from academia as well as the woo-woo spiritual and spirituality and human elements. That's what I do over here. So let's finish this up. Okay, so this will allow you, remember that you are an insignificant grain of sand in the grand scheme of life and as important as the brightest sun. Okay, so that's beautiful the way they end, because we each are an insignificant piece of grain, but we are also just as important as the sun. Really, we're here. We live life together, okay? So as people, and we are in the midst of change, which is why we have all this stuff going on. So from my lovely attachment and trauma courses, I have learned a lot. And one of the things that I've learned is about integration of brain. Okay, so first of all, let me read to you this thing. This is from Robert Sapolsky. He just got interviewed. And let me go grab the interview. So if you want, you can check it out. You have no free will at all. And I know people are going to be like, Let it just don't, go watch it. I haven't read the book yet. It's something that you want to simply evaluate. No person, no educator, no me, no anyone knows everything. So the one thing a three-year-old, an empowered woman, an empowered man, an empowered anyone will have fun with is learning. And this is the one thing. We do personal development and self-help here. I'm not here to do any of that societal stuff that people are out with their pitchforks. None of it. So when I share with you how easy it is for us, the empowered women, to handle stupidity, it's because I've been dealing with it since I was a teenager. I don't want to prove I'm right. I just wanted to have a conversation. So when I have nice conversations, it's with smart men, smart women, smart theys. They're sciences and spirituality. They don't interrupt me while I'm speaking and speak over me and tell me that I'm confusing something. They also don't tell me that I am some dumb piece of shit or something. No, a person who's smart, stable, mature, adaptive, rational, teachable. So teachability is only a human being who's going to be using emotional awareness, mental awareness, and doesn't have some chip on their shoulder. Otherwise, in my book, have the floor, three-year-old, because you're leading with your three-year-old right now, and I don't know what happened, and I ain't your therapist, and I don't want to be here right now. I'm just going to be nice and polite because I got taught to be humble, and I know I can be just as stupid as anyone else. So let me leave it alone so that I don't waste my breath or my time or your time in any way except for one. I'm going to learn something from you today because I definitely don't have your subjective experience and I never will. But you know what? I'm going to try and hear you out just the way you're coming at. And I will be able to do that because I'm here. I'm curious, open, accepting, and loving because I learned how to get Kali out of the room. Thank you, Shiva. And Krishna Lila comes in, and that's my ventral vagal nervous system. I got a human being in front of me. They're a three-year-old like you are, Maria. Let him speak. Speak, three-year-old. Oh, you're so beautiful. Thank you so much. See you later, alligator. And there you go. So that's how you handle it. And it gets more fun, not less fun. In fact, you should see what I get when I get people who tell me things in my face. Other people would be so offended. I actually, inside, I'm like, wow, that's a new one to me. And I hope not to meet too many of those because, it is annoying to meet the men who get into their three-year-old with their 16-year-old because it's an attitude that's just boring. But luckily, I have good men around me. So they get to be the ones that I say, hey, he's bothering me. Can you go handle him? I don't know, or do something, or just stand next to me. That way he won't, come bother me at all. Oh, and it's not in any way, shape, or form physical. I mean in stupidity. So words that come out of the mouths of men that are stupid, we just don't want to hear it. Women, on the other hand, that's where, as a woman, because I'm a woman, they're going to come to me with the desperate manipulative. And that's when I have squirrel and I'm like, okay, how do I handle that one? Because I'm not going to take their side. I know that they're going to get controlling and angry at some point. I'm going to have to figure that one out. We'll figure it out once they're done whining about whoever it is they've decided that they need to throw under the bus this time because of something that they did that they don't want to take ownership about and that I can't do anything since they're a love-dependent 0-1-year-old who hasn't figured out to go to good therapy. Oh, no, wait, I did tell them about that. Oh, that's right. They think that they're a, what was it again? Spiritual bypassers, so the 4D, completely thinking they are the ones with the crosses that they're bearing. And go figure, that's very disrespectful to the person who actually did bear a cross. But hey, again, 5D lady here. So, Robert, let's get to Robert Sapolsky. Your frontal cortex, he says at the beginning of this interview, is the part of your brain that is the freest from genetic influences because it is still being sculpted by environment and experience. A quarter century after you plopped out of obviously the womb, whereas most of the rest of your brain is sculpted by 2 to 3 years worth of experience. And he says, wow, we evolved, or our genes evolved, to free our frontal cortex from strict genetic determinism and to make it much more sculpted by environmental determinism. Okay, so I know I find it hard to believe. I don't. Because I know about integration of the brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. And I know that when you are curious, open, accepting, and loving, you're present. And that's because of integration of the brain and having it and being in a physiological state of compassion always, not sometimes. Because if my tummy's aching and I'm in front of you, I'm still going to be able to listen to you. And then I'm going to say, you know what? I might need to go. Or, like I have learned how to do with my panic attacks, I'm now able to just sit there and be like, it's going to be over soon. Don't worry. 15, 20 minutes, Maria. You keep breathing and disconnecting from whatever, you know, the story is. And there you go. And hoping nobody can tell so that I don't need to be harassed by the people who don't get it because they don't get it. Because there's the other thing. Everyone wants to help. That's what the human herd does. And when you know how to navigate your ventral vagal so well, because you know how to be safe whenever there's no weapon around and everybody else is still working with their threat zone, their threat service, survival nervous system, is when I now am doubling down, because now you're worried about me. You're in your threat. I'm not. And now I need to figure out how to get you. No, I just differentiate like Daniel taught me. And differentiate, differentiate, and link. And eventually you learn how to recalibrate easily. So the prefrontal cortex is what's engaged when you have integration of the brain. And it's because I'm also attuning to you and you're attuning to me. And the minute that I know that you're attuning to me and I'm attuning, so this is the part of where part resonance and then trusting. I know we can expand consciousness together, but I know that I'm a person who knows what I'm talking about inside here, and that's why I know humility, because I know how pissy in my pants I would get as a teenager when I would meet stupidity, which is why I created a word, because I did take seriously when I got taught about being humble. And that's where, okay, so prefrontal cortex, I wanted to share one more thing. The power of relationships to support integration or not. Okay, so if the first 3 years of your life you were fear-mongered, which is what I have seen most kids get, because when somebody is yelling at them from a sympathetic nervous system, they don't understand that that poor child is not anything except for a sponge. And so I know how to have fun in life because I have a twin, and she was with me in the womb, and I have a mother who knew how to have fun and make me giggle, and that's why my three-year-old memory, it's just me giggling and touching and having fun, which is the pure energy we are. When you hear Sadhguru talking about energy, he doesn't know how to give it to you human way. Here's human way. It's the three-year-old you, but it's from a home that is so child-centric and has an environment and that you have humans. So again, the twin is important because our bodies, they learn to regulate based on each other. And so if you have a small mini you next to you, a mini human, you both are learning how to regulate in an ease state by hugging, because that's what activates our ventral vagal. Obviously, this is a hypothesis, subjective experience, hypothesis based on knowledge. There you go. Food for thought. But here's where, again, when dealing with any stupid human beings out there, and lies and facades and the hypocrisy of limited consciousness, 3D, 4D land, and just anyone who doesn't get themselves educated on how it works to be a human, I learned how to just shut it down. It's not suppression. I literally shut it down because I am going to learn something valuable from you. And what is even more important is that I am a conscious lover. And that's because I'm a conscious lifer, meaning that I'm here in my prefrontal cortex. And it's not worth it to spend not even 1 second of my time in any type of human suffering narrative, because my threat nervous system doesn't need to be engaged. I'm presented with the opportunity to listen to another three-year-old. And I am spirituality. I live with meaning and connection beyond the solo self. So as a three-year-old, I know how to share the floor and do it again and again and again and again, which is why, though, I will tell you this. So there ain't no energy vampires around us, but you better bet that I have in my mind exactly which people. If somebody says, okay, I'm going to send you to an island, Maria, I'm going to be like, okay, I know who I want. Now I already do. I got them all in my brain and I know who I don't want. And yes, I don't want them. Oh no, they're beautiful. They're beautiful just the way they are. But you know, the human suffering love narrative, like Albert Einstein presents, well, he presents it differently. He says, people, stay away from the ones who have problems. They will give it to you for any solution you ever have. And so that's a wrap. You know, limited consciousness, they're not going anywhere because they're just using ancient textbooks. They're assuming they know everything, and they're actually being pretty much jerks to people in general. And the gender thing, yeah, we're going to get to an episode on that one, because I wanted to really share about how, personally, I have great experiences with the so-called gender of men. Now, when they're stupid, they're just as annoying as the women who are stupid. I don't know any days personally, but what I can tell you is that a man who is smart does not need to feel needed. A woman who's smart does not need to feel needed. Do any of you know why? Because that 0-1-year-old is called your name. Use your name. I use mine. I'm my own safe haven, and I'm my own secure base. That's why I'm a solo poly. It's because I can regulate my nervous system. This is not a competition. I'm sharing with you all how easy it is if you do the emotional awareness. Oh, look, my brain's talking. Shut up for a minute. Oh, look, I have emotions. Okay, so 2024, there's good therapists. There's good personal development. There's people who will do things for free, but the caveat, I think is the word, it's really, really hard for the ones who actually need it. And that's why they need more of the ones who are easygoing with emotions to come together so that we can actually not wear mantles of mental health, but be people who care. So no matter what presentation you bring to me, I'm not going to insult you because there's nothing to insult. I won't look down upon you. I won't yell at you. I won't silence you. I won't continue using toxic mannerisms of the adaptive child based on my group. Because that's where we are at, right? The high schoolers with their groups, that's what I'm seeing. I see a lot of groups, okay? So our group is the human group with the open heart group that says, man, woman, they might they be. We're here. I'm here. Say, you can be you. I'm being me right now with all of the beautiful. Yes, I do have pet peeves. One of my friends, he always has a really great way of sharing with me. You have opinions. Just share them. Yeah, I know, but they can get me be misunderstood. Then again, it's a better misunderstanding than some of the other misunderstandings. So again, we all are going to use words that some people won't like. We all are going to be something that people don't like. There's no need for us to justify a squirrel attitude, which I personally have never had. Because again, though, I didn't have childhood trauma growing up. I did not have an unsafe home environment. And these are important because anyone who can bring themselves in specific ways, think up things and revenge and envy and jealousy and spite, things that I've seen out there. I haven't had any of those experiences, not like that. I'm thinking of people who are actually and have been in situations that are not pretty, and I've heard of them. So those are very different circumstances. When I see the mantles of people with their words online is what I'm saying. I see a lot of buffoonery going on when it comes to the different ways that they think they're supporting different groups. I just see them creating groups. So let's create a herd of people who know how to have fun with this updated knowledge that we have on mental health. So when you know that there's still stigmas with borderline personality, for example, I've been watching this guy, I forget what his name is. He's doing a really great job, and I'm learning a lot about the stigma that's around that, like the stigma that's around sociopathy and psychopathy. And by the way, you know, it's unfortunate that there are those who get diagnosed, like with sociopathy. I've seen at least two channels of people who are keeping their traits and they're making their traits mantles. We got people with avoidant attachment. They too are making traits with mantles. So they're saying, yeah, here's my pathology. Come and join me and let's stay in this fixed state versus let me continue working with good therapists or working with myself, working with my window of tolerance, working with my brain. So when we're working with ourselves, that's because we understand the updated information. So 5D understands updated information, which also we're not going to be bringing certain types of conversations. So I've seen different types of relationship coaches, and I know that they're going to help the people who need the schematics. Okay, so we're here after that stuff. Okay, here is where we just say, okay, we got a lot of knowledge and information on how to be able and chit chat. So if somebody gets in your face, I know how to tell you what happens when somebody gets in your face. But I also know why I'm here and why I will smile, which is probably not the best way to do things, but I can't help myself. Because the minute that I'm being addressed with a spiteful tone, inside I'm laughing and I'm thinking, okay, I need to diffuse this situation. What is my best call to action? And silence is usually the best way to go. There is this one situation. I've talked about the story on my audio podcast versions. And I'll share it and then we'll go. So I'm having a very interesting conversation with a human being who was talking to me about them wanting to regain their own birth certificate. And I'm interested because, again, even a flat earther, I can't wait to meet one. I'm, like, looking forward to meeting even people who actually think, again, that yoga brings demons out of you. I'm like, hey, Should I let them know that I'm a mystic? Because I think they might run away scared, you know? But long story short, so this guy's telling me this stuff and I'm asking questions. And all of a sudden, I ask if he's going to help people with it. And then, you know, open the skies. He just turned and started saying, "You stupid people, it's because of people like you." So I knew from my nervous system that he was pissed. And I was like, okay. So I immediately was quiet. And I just was nodding my head, you know, and I'm slowly getting to diffuse the situation because that's what you can do. Once a person's in the red, because that's what it is, they're uncomfortable, they're angry. Whoever knows what has taken place, I still to this day don't know what happened to this man and why he is just so, you know, upset at all of the government institutions. I can figure it out if I wanted to, but the point is his reaction is a trauma reaction. And it is a brainstem reactivity. And it is unnecessary. Oh, yes. Where's my one book? He could definitely use anger management. And that's because what happens when you get angry, which is why I don't get angry. I get passionate, but I don't get angry. Angry dumbs down your brain. And there's a lot of people that don't know the difference. There is a difference. Thank you to my Awakened Embodied Certificate course, my teacher, Chris. He's the one who explains it best. The angry Buddhist. I'm not a Buddhist, but I can be compared to that because whenever I get into my Kali mode, there's Shiva and Krishna Lila because I'm online right here. And I know the difference because as a teenager and young adult, I would get angry and I could feel my brain getting all fuzzy. And when I learned from NICABMs, they have a nice infographic on anger. Yes, your hippocampus gets saturated with cortisol and it creates this fuzzy thing. And then you start forgetting things. And now I'm really, really way better at it, but I still notice, like with our naysayer, when he wrote the pseudoscience bullshit self-help crap, it took me 15 to 20 minutes to get back into myself. And I was like, shit, you made a really huge mistake right here. I'm always going to be making mistakes, always, because I chose to leave it alone. Otherwise, you never get anything published anywhere. But I knew that I was upset because of the words that I forgot to use or that I mistook. Anyways, even though I don't use words effectively all the time, there are some words that I know. And so when I noticed that I forgot those words, I said, okay, you were really upset. That gave me another good episode and more for our lovely listeners. So here's how emotions work when you have a window welcome. It's, wow, I noticed things about myself and my brain. Okay, so anger. This is page 22. Again, you can go check it out, the book. It's really great. We may even be more likely to be wrong when we are angry. Research shows that certainty of anger is linked with processing information more superficially. And there's a little note to where he got this from. So he got it from some other book. We think less carefully when making our judgments and rely more on stereotypes. No shit, Sherlock. I've seen that since I was a teenager and since I meet people saying, humans are stupid. Well, we all are stupid, which is why, again, let's have a laugh, shall we? Oh, under these conditions, it's very easy to make bad decisions, the kind that can potentially harm relationships and make our lives more difficult. Decisions like insulting a partner or embarrassing a colleague. Yes. So as a young teenager, young adult, I did a couple of those things, not with anger, but that I was basically reacting in ways that were unnecessary. And I learned by observing beyond the solo self. So even in the instance where I was basically brought into a conversation that became a debate, I made this apology, even though I had done nothing wrong. But see, that's where a functional adult is not caring about being right or wrong. We're caring about the herd. And that's why spirituality, it's living a life of meaning and connection beyond the solo self. So if you're an emotional adult, you don't give a shit about if you're right or wrong. You're just going to hug someone and or make sure that you patch things up because really, really, okay, so some people, they make a big deal and they stop friendships and relationships because they don't understand subjective experience or stupidity, facades, hypocrisy. The lies part is for another conversation. At the end of the day, we're all flawed and imperfect, but we're all human and, you know, relationships are fun for those of us who enjoy them. So join us at IHP. We talk about everything and anything, but we don't do too many of those filters. No, none of them, actually. We will always follow the laws and the rules and make sure to try and say, please be compassionate and loving. And if you meet an ego-sensitive person, apologize. Leave the 4D3D alone. Let yourself say, hey, I didn't mean to upset you. I'm so sorry. And get out, you know, and just leave it. And there's plenty of grown-ups who understand what I'm talking about. So, yeah, again, we're all just as flawed as anybody else, but we have a lot of great educators out there who are making a lot of sense for those of us who do care about mental health and about trauma and about people and about personal development and about inner and outer well-being. So here's where we talk about inner and outer well-being with our relationships, not the societal stuff. That's for other people to do their little chit-chats. You want stories, come on over, perspectives. Enjoy the people that you love. We have 24 hours in a day, and we'll be back again with more. Have a good one.